Let's bow together in the word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come now to the preaching of thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must prevail. We ask in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. I want to speak tonight on the subject, hearing but not heeding. Often we hear something of great importance, but as it is, it goes in one ear and out the other. In other words, we pay no heed to it. It passes over our heads. It's something that makes no impact or impression upon us. Today on our news bulletins, we have warnings about all sorts of things. For example, health warnings. Recently I was in a shop and noticed the customer in front of me asking to purchase a packet of cigarettes. And of course those cigarettes carry a government health warning. In bold letters, smoking kills, or smoking can seriously damage your health. Yet people still buy cigarettes and still smoke them. We have warnings about drink driving. Things like never ever drink and drive. Yet still people drink and drive. We have warnings about drugs, the damage they do to those who take them. Yet sadly tonight many still take them. So it is with the gospel message. Many remain heedless and careless to the message of the gospel. They do not hear that their souls might live. May your ears be open tonight in this service to the message of the gospel. The Bible says, incline your ear. Hear and your soul shall live. The hymn writer penned those words, hear, oh hear him calling, calling now for thee. The word of God again says, today if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. In the context from which we have read tonight, Ezekiel chapter 33, God is speaking through Ezekiel the prophet concerning the sword or the judgment coming upon a land. In such a day and at such a time, how vital it is that the message be conveyed to the people. The message of impending judgment, so that they are aware of its coming. They have opportunity to heed the message that is faithfully given to them. What is your response tonight to such a message? Will you close your ears again to the message of the gospel in this service? Will you turn your back again upon the word of God? I pray that tonight you will not turn your back upon the message. I pray tonight that you will not close your ears to its word. I pray rather that you will heed its word tonight. Heed the word of God, that the Holy Spirit of God will write his word upon your heart. As we look at this passage of Scripture, there are four things that I want to draw out of it for your attention tonight as we look at this subject of hearing but not heeding. We're thinking here about the watchman. And first of all, I want you to notice the duty of the watchman in verse 3. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. This man, of course, you will see, he was taken from among the people. And he was given a task on behalf of the people. It was a very serious and solemn task that he had to do. He had to be awake and he had to be alert at all times so that he could discharge his responsibilities faithfully. First of all, he had to watch. He had to see the sword coming, or the judgment of the Lord coming. Oh, to be faithful watchmen. Oh, to see the judgment coming upon the land, the darkening clouds of divine wrath, ready to burst out upon the ungodly. Oh, for faithful and fearless and forthright watchmen who will declare the word of God. The God-given responsibility given to the watchmen is seen in verse 7. See thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. This warning is the word of God. This warning is a divine message. It is not the word of man. It is the word of God. If it be man's word, it is of little or no consequence. But if it is the word of God, it is of the greatest importance. You cannot afford not to hear it. You cannot afford not to heed it. The duty of the watchman is to watch. But the duty of the watchman is also to warn. Sadly, many see the sword coming, the judgment of God, but they don't blow the trumpet. The Bible says in verse 6, if the watchman see the sword coming and blow not the trumpet and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Oh, the solemnity of this. Oh, that every watchman would be found faithful, that he would discharge his responsibility faithfully to warn the people from the Lord. And I must discharge that responsibility to you tonight, to warn you to flee from the impending judgment of God, from the wrath of God that will be poured out upon those who reject the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The duty of the watchman in verse 3. But I want you to see also the downfall of the wicked in verse 4. Whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning. Your ears have been opened as the gospel has been preached. You've heard the word of God. The solemn blast of the gospel trumpet warning you to flee from that wrath which is to come. The trumpet has given no uncertain sound. The notes struck have had that distinctiveness about them, so that you can clearly distinguish the sound that is coming forth. In other words, my friends, tonight the message of the gospel and the message of warning is clear and unmistakable. It cannot be misunderstood. And it has not been misunderstood by you as you've heard the sound of this trumpet. You can distinguish the sound that is coming forth. Haven't you heard the warning blast from the gospel trumpet? From this pulpit, week after week, year after year. Some of you down through the years of your life, you've heard this message again and again. And you go from this service and from other services with those sounds clearly ringing in your ears. Maybe you've listened to a particular instrument being played, and though it's a time since you actually heard it, yet the sound is clear to you, even if it were just being played at this very moment. My father had a fascination with lambeg drums. You know, he used to take me to these lambeg drum contests, and I can still hear the sound in my ears tonight. All those years have passed by from I was a little boy, and I can still hear the sound of the lambeg drums, or maybe it's the bagpipes, that you can still hear tonight sounding in your ears. I know there's a few people at least here who have a fascination with the bagpipes and like the bagpipes, and there's nothing wrong with that. But so it is with the gospel trumpet. You can still hear that message ringing in your ears. Even during the hours of the night when you awake in the morning time, as you go to your work in the general course of your life, you cannot get away from it. It always is sounding in your ears, the sound of the gospel trumpet. I recall a young man attending gospel meetings. He was convicted of his sin. The Lord was dealing with his heart. He went home. He tried to get away from the message, but he could still hear the voice of the preacher. He had clearly heard the sound of the trumpet. Has it been so with you? Nothing can dull the sound of the gospel trumpet. Maybe you've tried to drown it, not coming to church so often, burying yourself in your work, or becoming more deeply involved in the pleasures of the world, but still you can hear it. You can still hear the sound of the gospel trumpet. It's sounding clearly and with distinctiveness in your hearing tonight. You cannot get away from it. The warning. But the Bible says here, they took not warning. Does that describe you tonight? You've not heeded the sound of the gospel trumpet. You still continue in your sin. You still continue in your rebellion against God and in your rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people never heed the warnings given to them. Well, the doctor warns them, but they don't listen to the doctor. Some people think they know more than the doctor. In fact, they maybe should be doctors themselves, because they seem to know more than the doctor. But you know, the doctor does give you warnings about your health, but sometimes people, not all people, but some people don't listen. Parents warn their children about driving too fast, but they know better. They don't listen, and they suffer the consequences. A fine, a crash, or even worse. The preacher preaches the gospel, but people don't listen. You don't take the warnings that are given to you. You know, you say, I know better than that. You say, I want to do my own thing. I want to go my own way. I'll make my own decisions. Nobody will tell me what to do. Haven't you heard that? People say that. You don't want to be warned because you're stubborn and you're stiff-necked. The Bible says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. You know, people go to the beach in the summertime and they see these large signs. Don't bathe here. Strong currents, dangerous. I think it was just the past summer there, my wife and I were down for a few days at the seaside, and of course, looking out, as I like to look out in the sea, and there's these big signs. Don't bathe here. And this boy, he just comes along. He's in his bathing trunks, and he just jumps in where the big sign is. I couldn't believe it. But he did it. Thankfully, he came out again. But people don't listen to the warnings. They don't heed the warnings that are given. And so it is with the gospel. Despite the clarity, despite the continuing of the warning, men, women, and young people don't take the warning. Oh, the danger of doing this. The danger that you're in tonight.
heedless and careless about your soul's salvation. And then I want you to see here about the doom of the wicked. It says in the third place in verse 4, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Take responsibility for your own actions. The judgment of the Lord will come upon the heedless and careless soul. And he will have nobody to blame but himself if he ignores the warning. What is the doom of the wicked? Death without Christ. To be taken away without Christ. This is doom for the sinner. It is to be lost forever. It is to suffer the awful consequences of your sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Taken away in your unsaved condition. And many there are who die in that state. Many there are who die without Christ and without hope. And many there are who come from the house of God and die in that state. Because the writer to the Ecclesiastes says, I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy. Come and gone from God's house and yet dying in your sin. Where Christ is, you cannot be. That's what my Bible tells me tonight. Oh, the dreadfulness of such a death, the hopelessness of such a death. To die without Christ is doom forever. But turn while the Savior and mercy is calling. And steer for the harbor bright. For how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. You know what the Bible says here? Your blood shall be upon your own head if you don't heed the warning. Verse 5 says of Ezekiel 33, he heard the sound of the trumpet and he taketh not warning. His blood shall be upon his own head. Friend, if having been warned and you hear that warning but you don't heed it, it is no one's fault but your own if you're lost. No one's fault but your own. If your parents have sounded the sound of the gospel, and maybe in some instances you've heard that from them, and your minister and your Sabbath school teacher, and you've decided, having deliberated upon it, to turn a deaf ear to all of those trumpets sounding out the gospel warning, you're closing your ears to the gospel, and you die in that condition, then you must answer for all of that negligence. You must answer. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And the truth is, we will not escape. We will not escape if we neglect so great salvation. You will be everlastingly punished in the darkness of a Christless hell. Friend, I urge you now to don't turn your back upon the gospel. Don't turn your back upon the Word of God tonight. Don't turn your back upon the truth of God's precious Word. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh to you from heaven. And God is speaking to you from heaven tonight. I was reading the story of a young woman who came to D.L. Moody's gospel meetings in America. She heard the gospel warning night after night, but she didn't heed that message. And it came to the last night of the mission. And again she heard it and she was urged to come. And she opened her hymn book and she wrote something on the fly leaf of the hymn book. The mission finished and Moody went on to another city to conduct meetings there. He got an urgent message to come and to visit this young woman. She was gravely ill, and he came with all haste. And he went where she was in the hospital, and he urged her to get saved, to come to Christ. But all his pleadings were in vain. She said, I made my decision the last night of the mission. And again he pleaded with her to get saved, but it was in vain. And she said, I wrote
it on the fly leaf of the hymn book. And when they searched through all the hymn books that were used in that particular mission, they eventually found it. And she wrote these words, "I'll take my chance. I'll take my chance." And she died and went to hell. My friend, are you going to trifle with your soul tonight? Are you going to play around with your soul until you lose it? And if you lose your soul, that's such a loss that nothing can restore. Oh, I urge you tonight, heed the warning. Because there's one final thing here that I point you to, it's the deliverance for the wicked. In verse 5 it says, "He that taketh warning shall deliver his soul." Listen, my friend. There's hope for you if you take warning. I said earlier about people who just don't listen. I remember W.P. Moore was a great elder in this church, man of God, a great preacher of the word. And he used to always say, "Listen." I heard W.P. preaching many times, and he would repeat it, "Listen." Some people thought he was repeating himself, but even if he was, it was very important. Listen. You need to listen. You need to heed the warning of God's word. You can be saved tonight. There is refuge for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only refuge for the sinner. Incline your ear. Come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. There are those here who have listened and took warning, and they are saved tonight. Many who, if we were to ask them, they could testify to that moment when they came to Christ. The way to find refuge is the way of repentance. This was the message of this faithful watchman. Repent. Turn from your sins. The word "turn" is used 8 times in this chapter. If you look at it, it describes repentance. You look down at verse 11, you will see it. Turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Again, verse 14, if he turn from his sin. Again, verse 18, when the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity. If the wicked turn from his wickedness, verse 19. So it's repeated. The word "turn," the biblical words translated "repent," they simply mean to change your mind. But this change of mind also involves a change of life. The person who truly repents is a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. They walk in newness of life. They forsake their sin. Have you repented of your sin tonight, friend? The word of God says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It means that you have delivered your soul, if you heed the warning. Delivered your soul from being lost. What a deliverance that is. It is a marvelous deliverance. It is a mighty deliverance. It is a miraculous deliverance. Only God can do that. And you can know that experience in your heart tonight, even now. To deliver your soul is to escape hell. To deliver your soul is to be sure of heaven. To deliver your soul is to know real peace. It is to experience God's pardon. It is to have the assurance of God's salvation. I urge you tonight, in the closing moments of this meeting, to leave your sin. And I urge you tonight to come to the Lord Jesus Christ without delay. Come to the cross and be washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. The hymn writer penned those words, "There is cleansing and healing for all who will wash in that life-giving blood. There is perfect deliverance and joy to be had in this world
through the blood. Oh, my friend, tonight, heed the warning. Heed the warning of the gospel trumpet and deceive tonight before it is forever too late. May the Lord write His word upon your heart. Let us pray. Father, we pray that Thou wilt bless Thy word tonight. It has gone forth in weakness, but Lord, drive it home with power to the hearts of unsaved ones here tonight, for Jesus' sake. Amen.